Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. You guessed it, I'm the host, the Rough Rider, a.k.a. the Night Rider, PaulRevereRides.com. Tonight's topic, Jib Jab Jeb, Jeb Bush, Zigzags on Iraq War. Can't diss his brother W. Let's get right to it, shall we? Jeb Bush, when asked this week by Megyn Kelly of Fox News whether he would have invaded Iraq in March 2003, knowing what we know now, replied, quote, yes, unquote. The guy doesn't have the balls to say his brother W fucked up and brought this country literally to its knees and into the mother of all quagmires. He literally jib-jabs on the question of whether or not his brother was right to invade Iraq in March of 2003, saying only that the information at that time justified an invasion. Never mind the fact that the information at that time was jerry-rigged by the evil one, Darth Vader himself, Vice Presidente Dick Cheney, to create evidence out of whole cloth that weapons of mass destruction were in fact present inside Iraq. And never mind the fact that on May the 5th, 2002, a group of Republican and Democratic senators went to the White House to meet with Condoleezza Rice, the president's national security advisor. Bush was not scheduled to attend, but he ended up poking his head in anyway and soon turned the discussion into Iraq. He showed little interest in debating what to do about Saddam. What Bush said was, quote, fuck Saddam, we're taking him out, period, unquote. You can go to http://boomintribune.com today, May 16th, 2015, to get that. Then he deflects the question with the retort that it was Hillary who voted for the Iraq War. That still begs the question, Jebby boy, knowing what we know now, who in their right mind would have invaded Iraq in the first place? Jeb is a tool. He won't gain any traction in Iowa, the first primary caucus state in January 2016. He might do moderately well in the subsequent New Hampshire primary, but he'll be joined by at least three or four other GOP hyenas. And by the time the South Carolina primary rolls around, it will be Jeb somewhere in third place, and facing long odds for the GOP nomination in 2016. Jeb will have to figure out where to direct his substantial financial resources into the one candidate outside of himself that will be the likely GOP nominee in 2016, thereby at least garnering a possible place at the table in a GOP White House cabinet member. Jeb is not going to galvanize any appreciable number of voters to adequately distance himself from the likes of Scott Walker and Rand Paul and Marco Rubio and Mike Huckabee and at least three or four others. Better to buy your way into a cabinet-level slot and figure on another run in another 4 years, 2020. Jeb will continue to jib-jab his way through the primaries without really ever carving out a distinct for himself to substantially differentiate himself from the other candidates. He is a bland, boring, gray flannel man with absolutely no imagination, no vision, or no zeitgeist. Jeb, just get a job on Wall Street. They love you as you already are. Investment banking would pay you handsomely, and you could still rub shoulders with the movers and shakers. Well, that concludes tonight's Rough Riders broadcast. Thank you for listening. This is the old Rough Rider, Night Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.